Princeton. That's the one with filter blend up front.
Sure, that's the big difference, Barney. Winston picks out special tobaccos.
Then treat them their own special way.
If you're looking for a filter cigarette that really delivers taste,
you ought to smoke Winston.
You ought to smoke Winston.
Welcome to the Generation Exploitation Podcast, episode number 33, and Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Cliff Nesteroff.
Ladies and gentlemen, the lady who has broken all records, Miss Mel Bart.
I just got off a hell of a television show to come here. Girls, I'm too dressed up for this dump, right? And you're all eating your liver because I lost 40 pounds. And it's very easy to lose 40 pounds in Las Vegas. It's always night. There is no day. It's easy to lose weight and it's easy to lose loot. Sayonara, mother. You know, I know how to say sayonara, mother. Sayonara! Did I say it right, honey? Doesn't it mean hello? Oh, it means goodbye? Well, it shows you I've always been upside down. It's been the story of my life, honey. Always misjudge my distance. You don't remember me from Chicago? What? What? 69 Club. What's the difference where I work? What are you so damn technical about? Did I ask you if you're sitting with your wife? I don't care. Well, she's great. I balled her before you did. In fact, I'm going to be on the Dyke Van Dyke show. Did you know that? Oh, we had a ball here last night. All the stars. And you know who flew in to see me? To see his girlfriend. Dr. Casey. Girls, he's so gorgeous. Vincenzo Eduardo. You show me an Italian that isn't talented. I'll show you a Jewish broad without a diamond. He's got a pair of shoulders, and that's it. What the hell are you going to do with shoulders at my age? How are you, Dr. Kubler?
Thank you, madam.
Calls me madam. I fired her because she never remembers that the customer comes first. Sorry, I asked the guy for $100 for a trip around the world. He said, here's 20. He dropped me off in St. Louis. Squares will never get it anyway. What's the difference? Had a broad here last night that was so square she thought a Trojan was a warrior. What's my business? I don't... First time I ever worked in a joint where the bar is a stage. And you know, I don't drink and I don't like libation. I was so stoned last night, I walked in the men's room by mistake. Oh, dear. Four guys were standing with their backs to me. I thought they were praying. Do I know what the hell they were doing? I thought they were davening, Cliff.
Hi there, sweetie. How are you?
All these nice men came to see me. They did? I was in bed with a doctor yesterday, could I tell you? Or was he a nurse? Who remembers in this town who's who? Could I tell you the worst thing that could happen to a Greek? Hemorrhoids.
Down. 10 seconds to firing.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Of space is here. And now RCA Victor brings you sound in space. Stereophonic sound.
Space assignment. Rocket to the moon.
Space Scout, this is Commander Universe. At any moment, you will receive an emergency assignment. Therefore, it is very important that your equipment be prepared for immediate blastoff. Hear that, Space Scout? That's a call from our secret agent on Outer Space Patrol. Come in, secret agent.
Commander, I have just received an emergency call from Space Platform Science Laboratory Number 2. This space platform is orbiting around the moon on a secret mission gathering information on the lunar atmosphere.
Go on, secret agent.
Commander, at 0800, a mysterious explosion took place on board and propelled the space platform out of its regular orbit. It is now being drawn at tremendous speeds toward the surface of the moon.
Were there any casualties, secret agent?
No, Commander. Our team of scientists on board were able to blast away safely to Earth in their escape ship.
What happened to the secret scientific equipment?
It's still on board, sir.
Secret agent, this equipment must be rescued immediately.
I know, sir, but there's something much worse. The scientist had a mascot on board, a black and white terrier named Spotty. During the escape, Spotty must have been frightened and couldn't be found in time for blastoff.
Space Scout, I need a scout with nerves of plutonium and the speed of light. Are you prepared to handle this dangerous assignment? Then stand by to close your pneumatic door. Contact. Calling Space Scout. Can you hear me? Can you see the space platform on your radar scope? You'll have to work fast now. Is your nuclear magnetic rescue ray ready to fire? Range 1,000 yards. Elevation 30 degrees. You're almost alongside now. Ready to fire on contact. Contact will come when your pneumatic door is in line with the hatchway entrance on the space platform. Steady. Ready for contact. Contact! Platform is attached to the side of your ship. Doors in alignment, pressure chambers equalized. Prepare to open your pneumatic door and let Spotty come aboard. Is Spotty glad to see you? Permission is now granted for Spotty to ride back with you to Earth in your ship. The space platform will return alongside. Close your pneumatic door. Excellent work, Space Scout. Press your on-course button for Earth. Space Scout, there's an object dead ahead. It's an artificial Earth satellite. Can you see it on your radar scope? Space Scout, this is very important. It is urgent that the National Observatory in Washington receive an accurate bearing on the satellite's orbit. Prepare to plot the satellite's course. Are you ready? Bank ship right, 100 degrees. Excellent. Now stand by to climb ship up 200 degrees. Good work, Space Scout. You have given us a reading of 150 degrees on the satellite's orbit. This information will be forwarded immediately to the National Observatory in Washington. Earth is approaching.
Alert all space orbits. Attention, Earth approach orbits. Stand by for Space Scout landing on Earth.
Landing. Is Spotty glad to be back on Earth? Space Scout, open your pneumatic door. Space Scout, you have completed a very dangerous assignment. Report to headquarters immediately to be awarded
the Congressional Outer Space Rescue Medal.
From out of space. touched, and then I knew my every dream was always you. I held you tight, and then we kissed there in the night. Now I sit here in my lonely room, hear your voice and see your face. For you left and took the music from out of space. Touched,
and then I knew
my every dream
was always you.
I held you tight, and then we kissed there in the night. Now I sit here in my lonely room, hear your voice and see your face. For you left and took the music from out of space. Music from out of space.
This is Don Hinckley, and I'm here at the tracking station at Cape Canaveral, where for the first time we'll be able to broadcast an in-flight conversation with an astronaut. Astronaut Jose Jimenez just cleared the launching pad 3 minutes ago. Let's see if we can get him. Jose Jimenez, can you hear me? Come in, please.
Hello, what did you say?
Come in, please.
Oh, I want to.
Mr. Jimenez, you're screaming a bit loud.
Yes.
Your mic is turned up too high.
Well, the mic? Wait a minute, I'll turn it on.
You mean you were screaming that loud? Don't tell me you're afraid.
Okay, I'll keep it a secret.
Tell me, sir, could you direct your attention to the porthole?
Okay, I would direct my attention on the porthole.
What do you see?
My reflection.
I mean, sir, what does it look like?
Very scared.
Is there anything obstructing your view?
Well, yes, there's some moisture forming.
On the glass?
No, in my eyes.
You're not crying, sir.
Gee, a guy can't have any secrets out here.
Well, is everything A-okay now?
No, it's still B-A-D. And it's going to get W-O-R-S.
Sir, I...
Dad,
sir, I
keep
just...
Keep talking. I like your company.
Sir! Sir?
Yes?
I just want to find out what you see. Is there anything up there that you didn't expect to find?
Oh, yes. Me.
Well, you certainly must have known that they were going to send you up when you volunteered.
When I what?
Volunteered. You know what volunteer means.
Yes, you lose the toss.
Mm. Sir, have you cleared the Earth's atmosphere yet?
No, but it could use some clearing, especially around Los Angeles. It's not too clean over in Paris either.
Well, tell me, sir, how does the Earth look from up there?
Oh, very good.
According to our calculations, sir, you're now traveling faster than the speed of light.
I thought so. I thought so because I've been trying to read.
Been trying to read?
What have That's
you been?
Right.
What have you? What, sir, have you been trying to read?
My insurance policy. Oh. Even the large print doesn't cover this.
Well, anyway, that's certainly an amazing speed.
Well, it's more amazing than you think.
Why is that?
I'm still in first.
Well, they say that capsule does handle like a car.
Yes, I wish it had a reverse on it.
Mr. Jimenez, you've gone through the troposphere.
Yes.
You've gone through the troposphere and the ionosphere. Uh-huh. What are you going through now?
Just plain fear.
Remarkable, isn't it, Lieutenant, that such extensive rocket repairs and refueling are handled right here on the space station. This airlock is a regular service hangar, besides housing a full-scale observatory, transmitter, hydroponics plant.
What about spaceships, sir, where atomics are involved?
Reactors are tended through servo mechanisms at a distance of several miles from here. Men have to re-enter the station through a decontamination area. Highest-paying job in the service.
Will we be wearing suits out to the ship, Colonel?
No. Through that door is a shuttle rocket, which offers all the protection we'll need. Come on, it's time to board. There'll be suits aboard the ship, Lieutenant, but only for landing. An emergency is en route.
You mean, sir, we're going across in that? Well, there's hardly room enough.
More than enough, Lieutenant. Besides, the trip will be brief. Men will soon be crossing in high-altitude suits and breathing gear. Portable jets are in the design stage for holding directionally or attaching, like in the old comic strips. Me first, you follow. Now close and bolt the safety. It's part of the ignition circuit. No power unless you really slam to.
Thanks for the tour of the space station, sir. Oh, I'll never forget this first flight as long as I live.
Ready, Lieutenant? All you have to do is thrust, watch your stabilizers, and begin braking when I tell you. Settings are manual, and you're the driver.
I never realized space travel was so...
Cut and dried? No, son. That isn't all there is. I played down the operational side of it deliberately to point up something else. Ready? 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Now consider this as part of your training too, Lieutenant, and watch carefully. Up till now, our viewport has been polarized against the glare of the Earth's atmosphere. Since we left the orbit of the satellite, it's become completely opaque. I'm now going to depolarize this field across our range of vision.
Colonel, the sky. The whole sky is covered with dazzling diamonds of light. I never realized.
No one fully realized, son, until man set foot upon the frontier of space. Instead of dust and distortion, the stars up here shine through a clean, near-perfect vacuum. Look there. The Milky Way, the bright belt of our galaxy, Lieutenant, our own island of stars among a universe of islands, all shapes and sizes, where the mysterious drama of creation goes on, and the endless birth and death of the stars.
Meet Space Pilot Joe.
But he can be as small as 5'2".
Meet Space Pilot Jones. He's alert and smart and quick.
Studies his arithmetic.
He is learning astronomy.
So Pilot Jones is just the man to pick.
And though his suit will not look cute, its body will look like a barrel. Its practical design will really be just fine for the best in space apparel. Meet Space Pilot Jones. He's a member of the crew
with a very high IQ,
in a uniform made for space.
He always knows exactly what to do.
Series of space-related records for you on the Generation Exploitation Podcast. Meet Space Pilot Jones. That was a Golden Records 45 for kids from the late 1950s, featuring the Satellite Singers and Orchestra, book and lyrics by William Kay, music by Jim Timmons, according to the label. Before that, we listened to an LP titled Adventures in Sound and Space, with Colonel Frank Earhart and cast from 1958 on RCA Victor, a fun children's LP with music by Marty Gold. Before that, it was space-themed stand-up comedy from Bill Dana as his character Jose Jimenez, being interviewed by Don Hinckley. And Don Hinckley was a comedy writer who worked on several memorable television shows, most notably The Muppet Show for 4 years, but also on The Flip Wilson Show and The Carol Burnett Show. And he was a writer on The Tonight Show with Steve Allen and The Steve Allen Show, which is how he and Bill Dana knew each other. And Bill Dana, of course, was a great comedy writer in his own right, working on things like All in the Family and, of course, The Tonight Show with Steve Allen. I've posted a bunch of stuff on two of my websites related to Bill Dana. One on my site, saturdaymorn.blogspot.com, is a Jose Jimenez cartoon from 1966 that Paramount put out. And the other stuff is all from the Steve Allen Show and The Tonight Show with Steve Allen. Lots of cool, rare footage, which features people like Bill Dana, on my site, classicshowbiz.blogspot.com. That's saturdaymorn.blogspot.com and classicshowbiz.blogspot.com. Oh, I should mention the name of that LP, Jose Jimenez in Orbit, Bill Dana on Earth, Cap Records, 1963. Before that, we listened to some Melancholic Lounge from the Ames Brothers and their LP, Destination Moon, with Sid Raymond's orchestra. Sid Raymond went on to compose some great film soundtracks, one for a movie called Stiletto, which I've played on this show before. Fantastic. This RCA LP featuring nothing but sultry crooning with a spacey theme, songs like Clear Out of This World, I'm Shooting High, Stella by Starlight, Count Every Star, Moon Glow, and the track that we listened to, Music from Outer Space. The Ames Brothers, their LP, Destination Moon, on RCA. Before that, Space Assignment, Rocket to the Moon, with Space Scout and Commander Universe. Ooh. Off the Golden Records LP, Journey to the Moon, and More About Outer Space, from 1960. And we started our spacey set with a very short clip from Ken Nordine off an RCA Victor stereophonic sound sampler titled Sounds in Space. Before all this spacey nonsense, we heard a version of Monkey Time performed by Killer Joe off the Atlantic LP, Killer Joe's International Discotheque. That was the song that spawned the dance The Monkey, as far as I know. Maybe that song was inspired by the dance and you were supposed to dance the monkey to it. Written by Curtis Mayfield, who at the time was still a member of the ABC Paramount Recording Stars and Chicago Soul Scenesters, The Impressions. Monkey Time, performed by Killer Joe. And we started off this set with Belle Barth off her Laugh Records LP, The Customer Comes First, uncensored for adults only. And the cover of this comedy record had the quotation, "I can blow the whole network with one word." An outrageous album of laughs, Belle Barth from 1972.
society, there are killers for hire, and you can reach them by a simple telephone call. If you don't believe me, listen to this telephone call I made to a house of professional killers. Hello, can I speak to one of the extermination experts, please?
Gee, there's nobody here right now. I could have leave a message and have somebody call you in the morning.
Oh, do you think you might be able to help me?
Well, what's the problem?
Well, does your company exterminate fleas?
Yes, surely.
See, now, here's the problem. I have a flea act, and I was staying at a hotel on West 47th Street. And, you know, you have to let the fleas out every night to exercise. I had 12 fleas when I started, in the act, all males. There are 15 fleas now. Obviously, the room had fleas, and 3 fleas got in with my fleas. Do you think it would be possible to have these 3 fleas exterminated?
Absolutely.
And your company would be able to pick out the fleas that don't belong with my fleas?
Well, I think we might manage it somehow, yes.
You could tell the difference between the male fleas and the female fleas.
I couldn't, but an entomologist could.
I see. Because I have a suspicion that the 3 fleas might be female fleas. Don't you think so?
I see. 3 females might have gotten mixed up with your males. Who is this?
That's right. Well,
who is this?
This is the Stern Flea Act.
Uh-huh.
I'm Mr. Stern. You've seen my act?
No.
42nd Street? Well, I wouldn't want him to kill any of my fleas.
Uh-huh. Well, I'd say you have a problem for an entomologist.
Uh-huh. And he'd kill those fleas.
Well, you'd have to determine which were which, type them all, and then eliminate the ones that weren't yours.
Righto. Is there any guarantee that my fleas wouldn't be killed?
Well, the only way you're going to kill them is to look at them under a microscope and squash them one by one, the ones you don't want.
Is there a less painful way of killing them?
Yes, but then you would also kill your fleas.
I see. Will my fleas be hurt when they're put under a microscope?
Possibly.
Well, I wouldn't want that to happen.
Well, I would strongly suggest you get a hold of an entomologist.
Right. Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
The greeting card business is now a major industry in America, and the most unusual types of cards are for sale, as shown in this telephone conversation with a sales lady in a greeting card store. Do you have any drop-dead cards?
Drop-dead cards? Just
yeah.
A minute. Eva, do we have any drop-dead cards? I've never heard anything like it.
Sure.
The party is on the
line.
Hello?
Yes.
She had them, and she's checking to see if she has any left.
Oh, you know what I mean, don't you?
Drop-dead cards?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't mean, you know, the humorous cards. I mean the real drop-dead cards. I'd like a card...
The real drop-dead card, he said.
That's it.
Yeah. I've heard of everything. Now, who can you send a thing like that to? You live and you learn.
Hello.
Hello.
That particular card I ran out of, I have something that says you're rotten to the core. If that could serve the same purpose.
It's rotten to the core. You got anything a little stronger? Doesn't have to say drop dead. But I'd like something a little more hateful.
Hateful. Well, we do have some cards. Would you stop in on the way home, or on the way out, and I'll meanwhile pick out some and put them aside for you.
Fine. These cards aren't too funny, are they? I want this to be taken seriously.
Yes. Well, they are serious cards, I mean, because they're very insulting.
They're hate cards, is that it? Full of insult and hate.
Well, not exactly. I have some. I can't say how many. There are so many cards, I have to go through the rack and find them.
Have you got a card?
Yeah.
That would apply to somebody who's been making eyes at another man's wife. Get the picture?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You got something like that? Maybe with eyes on the card.
Well, I got something with eyes.
Do me a favor. Will you pick out the worst
I could...
For dripping with hatred.
Yes, I understand.
You know what I mean? Hatred and bitterness.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And a touch of vengeance, maybe.
Okay. I know what you mean.
Fine. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
Are bad. Can you lend me some money? Bobby Barnes, a Hall Ass Soul Music 45, and before that, Flender on the Phone, an obscure crank phone call oddity. This LP on United Artists and put out by a Jewish novelist of the 1950s and 60s named Harold Flender. He's also a bit of a Holocaust historian. And I don't think this record got much in terms of distribution. Despite being on a major label, it seems to pop up around New York, but that's about it. Flender on the Phone, Harold Flender. Right now on the Generation Exploitation Podcast and Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, want to play some corporate musical music. In the 1960s and 70s, a lot of corporations, in their infinite wisdom, decided that they would put on musicals for their shareholders when they had their annual shareholders meetings and conventions. And they actually hired people to write and compose elaborate musicals all about their company and their products. And today, I'm going to play one put out by Exxon in 1973 or so. A song called Up Came Oil, which is amazing. And then after that, we're going to listen to an LP put out by American Standard, the porcelain, toilet, and bathroom fixture company, American Standard, their 1969 LP, The Bathrooms Are Coming, which I will be playing courtesy of Radio WFMU, who I sometimes write for on blog.wfmu.org. They posted the entire LP recently. We're going to listen to some selections, songs about bathrooms, but first, a song put out by Exxon all about oil.
Oil's been around for centuries, sure. Floating in springs, in lakes and the streams. The Indians used it for a medicine cure. But never in the wildest of dreams did anyone think that black sticky stuff, always in short supply, would ever have power enough to gush its way. When up came oil,
people soon saw just what oil could be. Starting off slow, blowing out of the ground, then refining the crude to pure kerosene.
Oh, we really started tracking with a process goodbye when a guy named Burton appeared. The history of oil has kept us all surprised, cause it's only been 100 years
since
melting pot to boil.
When all came oil, all came oil. From the hunches and divining rods, going against all of the odds, to the power and the lubrication for every time.
In bathrooms, in all kinds of bathrooms, in every way, every day. Big ones and small ones and wide ones and tall ones, it's like we say, they all pay. Our shelves are all full, yes, we're ready. The line doesn't change, but it's steady.
We're good distributors, kindly distributors, give us praise. We carry our customers 90 days. We may be conservative, but it pays.
If you want a bathroom, we'll give you a bathroom. We're here to serve, here to serve.
A pink one, a blue one, a tan one, a new one. We're here to serve, here to serve.
Our shelves are all full and we're ready. The line doesn't change, but it's steady.
If there's something you're needing in plumbing and heating, we're here to serve. We buy the best brands, yes, we're here to serve. We'll meet all demands, yes, we're here to serve.
My bathroom is a private kind of place. Very special kind of place. The only place where I can stay, making faces at my face. My bathroom, my bathroom is my very special room. where I primp and fuss and groom, where I can get away from all and really feel in bloom. I'm free. The best, a great lumbar support. Withstand sure safety, beauty spots, a headrest not too short. Your Spectra top has even more, a handy comfy seat to sit and bathe for pedicures or just to soak your feet. On your drywall, a utility shelf, its use as good as gold. For books and kits, martinis too, a safety bar to hold. For cigarettes, a storage shelf with lots of room to spare. For soap, shampoo, and bubble bath, and your rubber teddy bear, you're gonna win with Shower Tower, it's in. Two-headed shower, you'll win with Shower Tower. Lots of style, versatility, win with Spectra 70 in. With Spectra 70, things are looking great, things are up to date. This dream's all new, it's coming true.
Hava, Nagila, Hava, Nagila, Venismaka. Hava, Nagila, Hava, Nagila, Hava. Clap your hands. Venismaka. Hava, Naramnena, Hava, Naramnena, Hava, Naramnena. Havana,
which means dance, everyone dance, come rejoice.
Havana, Ramena, Venis Macha. Hulu, Hulu, Achim. Hulu, Achim, Belev Samea. Hulu, Achim, Belev Samea.
Odoachim belev sameya. Odoachim belev sameya. Odoachim. Odoachim.
Daven di alte klovedi. A finger jab he can give you, man. Bum, 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 bum. Hava, nagila, hava, nagila, hava, nagila, bemis, baka. Hava, nagila, hava, nagila, hava, nagila, bemis, baka. Hava, nada, nena, hava, nada, nena, hava, nada, nena, bemis, baka. Havana nena, Havana nena, Havana nena, Venice Maha. Ooh, how do? Ooh, do I hear? Ooh, do I hear? Ooh, do I hear? Come here, Mantovani.
Philip Sameo. Go! Go!
The one and only Miss Bell Black.
For tuning in to the Generation Exploitation Podcast and Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. My name is Cliff Nesteroff. Don't forget to check out classicshowbiz.blogspot.com and saturdaymorn.blogspot.com. Thanks to blog.wfmu.org for the bathroom record, which you can also check out my articles on every Saturday. And always email your feedback to generationexploit@yahoo.com. Good night.
with Norton Nash.